Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lord. Glory, 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 Jesus. You are precious, God. You are wonderful. Magnify your name, Jesus, 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 hallelujah. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Sing hymn number 193 in the red hymnal, 193.
Grace to me he hath
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Us again today, Lord, of the great salvation that you have brought to us. Lord, that we would rejoice in who you are and in all that you have done. Your name is great and greatly to be praised. The name that is above every name. The name that we will bow before here and in heaven. Lord, we thank you that you have revealed yourself to us, and now we come, Lord, to exalt the name, Hallelujah. The precious name of Jesus. So, Lord, fill our hearts with praise and our lips, O God, with praise this day, that you would be magnified, that you would be pleased, Lord, that our worship would be a sweet savor to your nostrils this day. So, Lord, again, show us your glory this day. Let us see Jesus high and lifted up, his glory filling the temple, Lord, and we would respond to the holiness and the majesty of our God this day with overflowing hearts. So, Lord, assist us in our praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So do that. Praise him, as we heard already this week, not only with the songs that we sing, maybe in your own words this morning. Be quick. If you're going to share a testimony, let's not wait, and then be quick. Number 476. Let's stand as we sing this.
Out of my reclaim, he set my feet on.
Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Wonderful. Oh, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory.
We thank you, righteous.
Dunghill, setting us as princes. It's quite a graphic picture, isn't it? And it reminds me of when I was a kid and was in Germany. I think they still have these in the small towns, but the houses were built such that the barn was below the living quarters. It was one structure, and the people lived above the second floor, and the first floor was the cows. And connected to that was they had to clean the cast dolls and where they put what they cleaned up. But right in front of the house, it's called in German a Misthaufe.
Yeah.
In German, it's just a pile of manure. And you can imagine what that odor was. But they got used to it. They kind of liked it, I guess. But what a graphic picture of that, how the Lord takes us from the dunghill. And some of us have sins in our past that are so horrendous, so disgusting. To think that the Lord, His grace, took us from that life.
Praise God.
Brought us to live as princes with Him. By that faith that we've been heard, by that grace that we've been hearing about. Oh, how wonderful our salvation.
Amen.
I don't even like to think back of those days, but oh, the wonder of Jesus lifting us from that life and from those sins and setting us in glory with Him.
Praise.
He does that more each day, each hour, as we come to Him and as we give ourselves to Him. He lifts us higher and higher into His glory. And oh, that He might do that for us today. Yes, we remember the past, but we remember that He lifted us from that life and from those sins into glory with Himself.
Precious Jesus. Precious Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wonderful Savior. Jesus, Jesus.
Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. In the heart, He invented a song. A song.
Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. I just want to thank the Lord. I know Brother John has asked for us to testify. It's wonderful that We, every one of us, has a testimony, has a word of thanksgiving, and to glorify the Lord, to build up the body of Christ. That's our job. And I hesitated to get up because I felt I've talked too much already, but Brother Munsinger reminded me of the Misthaufen that I came from, literally and spiritually, from Austria, in this case. And someone reminded me this morning, you know, if you hadn't come here, some of the people on the staff wouldn't be here. My grandchildren, and of course my children over the years. And I just want to thank the Lord that He did that. Yes. That He took my parents away, and I guess in the beginning I asked Him why, and but He took care of us, and six Shreks and four Baumgartners on my wife's side also. Parents went to be with the Lord at the end of the Second World War, before most of you were born, except Brother Bob, maybe. As I was meandering over the hill in my infirmity and weakness, and Lord forgive me for talking about myself all the time, I noticed as I was walking past the beach a lot of activity. There's people working before breakfast. Wow. They came up to the lodge, people working here, inside and outside. Busy. Brother Tom, he should have been triplets. He's needed all over. You know, when you need him, you can't find him sometimes, right? Bless him. Renew his youth. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I wrote a napkin, a chorus that I wanted to remember in connection with my rambling as I begin to finish. But I wanted to read something for us here this morning. Unless you remember me as the old gray-haired, bald man from camp that read everything, I do know a few scripture verses also in the Bible. I read it once in a while, you know. We are laborers together with God. This is so fitting for Canarsie, of course, where I come from, and camp. A carpenter's tools had a conference. Brother Hammer was in the chair, of course. The meeting had informed him that he must leave because he was too noisy. But he said, if I am to leave this carpenter shop, Brother Gimblet must go too. He's so insignificant. Makes very little impression. I don't even know what a gimlet is, Brother Tom. Tell me later. It's a tiny little tool. I know the next one. But little Brother Gimlet rose up and said, all right, Brother Screw must go also. You have to turn him round and round again and again to get him to do anything. Brother Screw said, if you wish, I will go. But Brother Plain must leave also. All his work is on the surface. There's no depth to him. Praise the Lord. To this, Brother Plain replied, well, Brother Rule must also have to withdraw if I do, for he is always measuring folks as though he were the only one who was right. Any rules here? Brother Rule then arose and complained against Brother Sandpaper. I love this one the best. I grew up in a faith home. That wasn't funny, Brother Tom. He grew up in a faith home, too. It's a place where ministers teach us younger fellows how to be saints. And they have a way of doing that, you know, that is a blessing. Brother Rule then arose and complained against Brother Sandpaper and said, what about him? He's rougher than he ought to be, and he always rubbing people the wrong way. Sounds like camp. No. I'm sorry. Here we're all saints. In the midst of the discussion, the carpenter walked in. Uh-huh. And he had come to perform his day's work. He put on his apron and went to the bench to make a pulpit from which the gospel would be preached to the poor. He employed the screw, the gimlet, the sandpaper, the saw, the hammer, the plane, and all other tools. After the day's work was over and the pulpit was finished, Brother Saw arose and said, "I perceive that all of us are laborers together with God." Amen. The song, the chorus that came to me, Brother Paul, is something you know from way back. Every work for Jesus will be blessed. And he asked for everyone his best. Our talents may be few, these may be small, but unto him is due our best, our all.
Thank God for the work that he's doing in us and among us.